WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Stephen Bochco has created or co-created some of TV's most influential shows, Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Hooperman, and Doogie Howser, M.D. This Wednesday night on ABC, Bochco unveils his latest series, a musical drama called Cop Rock. TV critic David Bianculli has a preview.
Cop Rock starts out looking a lot like Hill Street. Police storm a crack house, arrest the suspects, and drag them outside to the squad cars. Tensions are high, and suddenly the suspects and not-so-innocent bystanders erupt. Not in violence, but in song.
Yo, man, we'll be back chilling by the bar afternoon.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, who are you talking to like that?
What's the matter with you, son? You were told to be quiet.
He calls you son. He's not your dad. He's just a dumb white cop, and you made him mad.
Punk with a badge. Call himself a man. Worked all his life for it. 8 or 9 grand. Look real petty with a gun in his hand.
You take it away, he's a chump.
That's right.
That rap song, like all the other songs in the pilot of Cop Rock, is written by Randy Newman, who's one of my very favorite songwriters. He's about the best there is at creating characters and writing songs from their point of view, so it's not surprising that he provides Cop Rock with some really good stuff. It's wide-ranging, too. There are a couple of ballads, a love song sung by a middle-aged cop, and this song, in which guest star Kathleen Wilhoit plays a crack addict who sings a depressing lullaby to her infant daughter.
It's a great big dirty If they say it ain't, well, they're lying. Sandman's coming soon. You know he's coming soon.
There's also a Broadway-type production number in which the town's mayor, played by Bochco's wife, Barbara Boson, accepts a bribe. As with the other songs, the idea is to lead up to them with dramatic scenes that are good enough to hold up on their own, then somehow strike up the band. The best example of this in the pilot occurs during a trial, when the judge, defendant, jury, and lawyers all get into the act.
Sonny, the end is coming.
I was abused as a child.
Sonny, the end is near.
I was confused in every way.
Now you got some hard times coming.
He didn't know right from wrong.
To you, my dear, I want to make it clear.
He's guilty.
I want to thank the jury.
He's guilty.
I'm intrigued by Cop Rock, but the pilot doesn't overly impress me for the same reason it doesn't throw me. I've already seen and loved Dennis Potter's two musical miniseries, Pennies from Heaven and The Singing Detective, so Cop Rock seems more imitative than innovative. It's interesting, and I recommend you give it a try, but I'm reserving final judgment until I've seen a few more episodes. Staff songwriters, not Randy Newman, provide the music for later shows, and they've got a hard act to follow. So does Cop Rock for viewers who have seen any of Potter's work. But Bochco has overcome steep odds in the past and just might do it again.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.